Today's meeting is important in two respects. One is a complete change in our orientation towards the plan of action we are going to take in future. There will be a complete reorientation, readjustments, replanning. And the next point is how to speed up to reach the goals. It is not just a casual saying that, yes, it's good to hear it. No. You have to work with planned intention towards set goals. For that, before I try to make you understand our future goals, I would like to apologize, correct myself. In certain aspects of my way of life. What is it? First of all, before you can understand what I am now trying to say, you should understand a statement in Guru Gita. Guru Gita says, if the gods are angry with you, who is there to protect you? The Guru is there to protect you. But if the Guru is angry with you, luckily, Guru is never angry. Luckily for humanity. Luckily for disciples. Because He is love incarnate. One of the fundamental mistakes that I have done is not trying in having a very clear-cut grasp of what Guruji wants, what my Guru wants, what Pujya Gurudev Sri Ram Sharma Acharya wants. So that is where the apology comes in. And it needs a lot of courage to apologize. Doing a wrong thing is very natural. Going astray is natural. But once you are astray, you should have a courage to come back to the stream. Am I clear? So where is it that I have gone wrong? We talk about world brotherhood. Is it not? One of the goals of many spiritual organizations is brotherhood. Especially for Theosophical Society. The brotherhood is there. Motto. And once you say a brother in a family, you have seen that film, what that IAS or what? Bhargava IAS or what? That I am not able, he is just a failure in life. And other sons are very capable. One is a doctor, other is an engineer. What is that film? Gautam SSC. So what does the father do? He praises those who are right, who are successful in life, and he denounces his son, who is only a SSC. You have seen that movie? But later, that son becomes the pivot of the whole family. Well, I am trying to be that Gautam SSC. Why I am talking about this is, in that film, the unwanted Gautam helps his IAS brother, IAS father, highly educated medicinal brother and highly educated engineer brother to again come back to the correct way of life. But they are all brothers. This may be an uneducated fool, the other may be an engineer, the other may be a doctor, but they are all brothers. Those who are ahead never become the gurus for the brothers. Got the point? The spiritual revolution that is going to change the world now is, it is not the guru-disciple relationship, but the relationship of an elder brother leading the younger brother. So elder brother is no guru, and the younger brother is no shishya. What are they? They are brothers of the same family, of the same guru family, if you want to say it. The guru will be there, no doubt about it. But others are all brothers. Is it clear? So that mistake we have to correct now that there will be no gurus. No Samartha Sadgurus anymore in this world. At least those who are linked with me. But then who am I? If you allow me, we will go together as brothers and, of course, sisters, not of America, of Gayatri Parivar or spiritual Parivar. Got the point? No claps? If Vivekananda says brothers and sisters, you clap, huh? And when I say we are all brothers and sisters, no clapping? Clap well. But try to understand this and keep it in your background. We are all brothers and sisters of the same guru. Naturally, because if you are linked with me, it means you are linked with Pujya Gurudev Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. But any one of us will never dare to say that he is a guru, because even if he is ahead of others, he is only an elder brother, or maybe a brother who could understand more the concept of the guru. Is this clear? So from this moment onwards, no photograph of mine will be printed anywhere. Clear? No photograph being printed. And no photograph on any dais of mine. But then what to do? What are we supposed to do? So that is why I have called you all here. The first thing that the gurus, or what we call the brotherhood in Himalayas, according to Theosophical Society, the brotherhood, you remember again? It is a brotherhood. So we call anybody not as a guru, but as a brother. brother of what? If you allow me to guide you, I can guide you on the exact lines in which Pujya Gurudev wanted humanity to move. This is what is called as thought revolution, Vichara Kranti Abhiyan. Repeatedly, even repeatedly, time and again, I tell you that it is a revolution. We talk about French Revolution. We talk about the Independence Revolution. We talk about so many revolutions. But when we talk about a revolution, don't forget that revolution demands sacrifices. Any revolution without a sacrifice is no revolution. It is a business. It is a give and take thing. You work for a company. You are not sacrificing anything. You are giving something and you get a payment for something. But in a revolution, you don't get any payment. You won't get any benefits. Especially material benefits you won't get. But what do you get? You get satisfaction. What Pujya Gurudev says as Atma Santosh, self-contentment. And then what do you get? Respect from the society. That is what Pujya Gurudev says, Loka Samman. And then what do you get? Cooperation. For any venture, however great that venture may be, you get what Guruji says, Sahayog. So the thing which we get with this thought revolution, with this Vichara Kranti Abhiyan is, first of all, you should be self-satisfied. You should be happy with what you get. What you have. That doesn't mean that you give up what you have. Doesn't mean. Nature has given you, your prarabdha has given you certain comforts, certain means, certain talents. You need not give up them. What are you supposed to do then? You have to give whatever you have, maximum to the society and minimum from the family. That is the revolution that is being asked from you. Got the point? We are not saying you go hungry. We are not saying that if you have a car, you have to walk. And if you afford a plane, you go. But when you go on a plane, don't go for a holiday. Go somewhere where your talents can be utilized at a maximum for the work of Pujya Gurudev. Your talents, your money, your life must be sacrificed. That is what revolution is. Any revolutionary has done this. That is why he is a revolutionary. You are understanding the point? To search in your own minds, in your own selves, in your own consciousness. Are you a revolutionary? If you are a revolutionary, you are with the gurus. If you are not, you are not with any guru. Don't think that what I am telling is meant only for those who are with Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. But those who are with Sri Ram Sharma Acharya have a very clear-cut picture of the future and the role they have to play, whereas in other organizations, it is a bit covered. The goal is not clear, but here the goal is very clear. So again, are you able to follow? We are all brothers, comrades in action. That is why Pujya Gurudev is always used to say that it is a spiritual communism that I am bringing in. In communism also we have comradeship. But that comradeship is only on the physical plane, on the distribution of material comforts, material means. But here we have to distribute not only your own material needs, but you have to get from the master emotional commodities, emotional means, emotional sadhanas, and distribute it. Not only physical things, emotions. And do you know what emotion is? That which makes you move. Motion, movement. So it is the emotions which move you. But if the emotions that move you are of the physical type of raga, dvesha, lobha, moha, and the most dangerous thing, egoism, ahankara. Be careful about it. So for this, the best way is, don't try to become teachers. Don't try to become gurus. What should you become? A brother. Giving a helping hand. That emotion, you understand the difference? Come in. You understand the difference of a guru-sishya emotion? And the elder brother, pining in the heart that his younger brother is not able to understand the truism of what the spiritual revolution is. What type of spiritual revolution we are trying to bring about. So now you understand why I apologize. No Sadguru business. No Samadha Sadguru. No photos. And any photo, if there is there in the public, you try to destroy them. That revolution, at least if you can show me, I think we can really march ahead from today. No photos. And no photos on the dais. If a successful brother is there and an unsuccessful brother gets help from him, do you think he will keep his brother's photo there? Will he put it? He may have a gratitude. Got the point? So this is what I understood when after a long gap of 22 years I went to. Why I didn't go before and why I went, even this I think is in the hands of the Guru. So don't try to understand and discuss between yourselves why this is so and why that is that. You just try to understand that this is what is happening. And then I want you people to change, you change immediately, as I have changed. That is why I said, no more photos, no more Sadguru business. Only we are all together for the cause. And don't take the cause as a simple thing. It is a revolution. It is not a physical revolution, even though it includes a physical revolution. It includes, naturally. Majority of our leaders, a burning and shining example being Gandhi. The dress he adopted, the way of life he adopted, you know why? He said an average Indian gets only this much. That revolution. That is what is required. But that doesn't mean I am asking you to leave your comforts and becoming beggars. It is a necessary step to reach the goal. So what is this sacrifice I am demanding is like the Ekadasi fast, fasting on the Ekadasi. You have food to eat, but still, what do you do on the Ekadasi day? You don't eat. That doesn't mean that you have lost your means. That only means that you are doing it for your own health. Now we will do it for the health of humanity. You remember this statement. We are working for the humanity, for the entire human family, what is known as the fourth kingdom in spiritual literature. With the help of the fifth kingdom, what is the fifth kingdom? The Deva evolution. So just as in the past, the demons, the asuras, the rakshasas were subdued, were controlled, were conquered by the help of two forces in nature joining hands, the human kingdom and the divine kingdom, Deva Manava Sahakaram. So this is another revolution that we are trying to aim at. First revolution, you understand? You sacrifice whatever you have for the humanity. I am not talking about the society. For society, there are many people to do it. Many societies are there to take care of the society. Am I clear? So don't waste your time for helping the society. You understand the grand picture. One unit, the entire human kingdom is a one unit. And that is where the concept of the brotherhood comes. That is why it is important now. Because it is one unit. They are all brothers. And when I say brothers, we need not say sisters, because in Sanskrit, they come from the same mother, from the same mother's womb. Is it not? So whether he is a brother or a sister, he is coming from the same mother's womb. But in English, unfortunately, we have to use both the words, but when I say brothers, you understand it is sisters, or if you like. But the point is, we are talking about the entire humanity as one unit. Is it clear? Is this concept very clear to you all? So in this concept, the Theosophical Society talks about their gurus as elder brothers. In Theosophical Society, they don't talk about the gurus. They don't talk about the masters. They say the white brotherhood. So that is where I want all of you to understand why I am talking about no pictures of any human being except the gurus who have started this revolution. Even the communists who don't talk about any personal, what we say, idea, they also talk about Lenin and Marx. They also put their pictures, because those pictures are symbolism of this brotherhood. But don't stretch this brotherhood symbolism other than the starting gurus. Clear? So again I repeat, no photos, burn them. And when I say burn them, you should phone to me and tell me, yes, I have burnt. If you can't do that, Ram Ram. If I have the courage to say this, you should have the courage to follow it. You are just to follow it, that's all. But that doesn't mean that all my activities I am cutting down. I will go to Aurobindo Society and talk to them. And when I talk to them, I will talk about supramental descent. And also I will tell them how this Gayatri Parivar talks about supramental descent as Vijnanamay Kosha Jagarana, which is just a part of Pujya Gurudev's plan. The entire concept of supramental descent is just Vijnanamay Kosha Jagarana. So trying to understand what great sweep to watch facets of human life Pujya Gurudev's plan touches. But the first revolution, you should be able to have a no guru. And that revolution was started by Ramana Maharshi. He said, search yourself, your guru is inside you. From there, you got the point. How? What I am now telling is nothing new, but it is not clear. You make Ramana Maharshi your guru, and then what happens? Only we will see Ramana Maharshi and we will not follow others. But you have to. The entire spiritual growth of humanity is based on Ramana Maharshi's who are you. If you think you are a human body, then you are a flop. But if you search inside and find out that you are a soul, then your way of life changes. But then what? So all the Guru Satta concept that I have given remains as it is. Nothing has changed. Those who are interested in understanding Ramana Maharshi, they will read it, understand it, but in this sense of brotherhood, with this revolution. You just have his photo and say, he is my guru. Follow what he does. That is where again, Pujya Gurudev's concept of scientific religion comes in. In science, there are no personalities, there are only laws. When you say Dalton's law, it is not Dalton the man who is important. It is Dalton, the scientist, who is important, who has given you a law, how a material thing works. When you talk about Bohr's law, do you know where Bohr was born? Do you know his life? Do you know who his parents and this and that are? What do we know about him? His laws. So in spiritualism also, Pujya Gurudev wants down with personalities. Then what is it that you are to know? You try to understand what type of spiritual life and law that particular organization is giving. So our Guru Satta concept remains. You study. And if Mount Shambhala wants to read about Mount Shambhala and Jwala Kul Maharshi, read it. And I am there to tell you. But when you read it, don't make Jwala Kul your guru. Try to follow what his life says. Can you imitate it? Can you follow it? And when I say imitate it, I mean imitate it. Literally, I am saying imitate it. If you want to become a driver, you imitate a driver. Imitate his actions. But if you imitate the action without knowledge, then it is dangerous. So you should have the knowledge of what you are imitating and what for. When a driver changes a gear, you should know when to change the gear. When a driver puts a brake, you should know when to apply the brake and how to apply it. You understand, when I say imitation, I am not saying a blind imitation, but that is what is happening now. We have to correct it. Then to correct it, there are three important facts which we should know. The words you are familiar, but you are not familiar with the concept what the words say. The first one is Shraddha. Shraddha mayoyam purushaha. Yoya Shraddha sayevasa. For a common man, there is no Shraddha. There are only five types of people who are utilizing the energy of Shraddha. You try to understand the words I am trying to make you understand. The words. Shraddha is an energy, not a force. You should understand the difference between energy and force. Electricity is an energy. But when the electrical energy goes through an instrument, sometimes the force comes like air in fan. The electrical energy is converted into air. When the electrical energy goes into the tube light, it comes out as light force. When it goes into a tape recorder, it is the sound energy that comes out, but it is still sound force that comes, but still it is electrical energy. The Shraddha is the energy. And now, depending upon the personality in which it descends, the force changes. The same Shraddha, if you have for money, you become a businessman. The same Shraddha, if you are for power, you become a politician. So political force, Shraddha energy. If you have the Shraddha, but you work for understanding the laws of nature, material nature, you become a scientist. So it is a scientific force. So energy and force, the words depend on which context you are using. Suppose the air is there and you are using it to dry your clothes. So electrical energy becomes air force, and air energy dries your clothes. Air energy dries your clothes, and evaporation becomes the force. So you should be very, very clear with urja and shakti. Energy is urja. And always, energy is from the higher plane, which transforms the lower plane. So mental energy is transformed into astral force. Are you following? Shraddha. So now, Shraddha as an energy is being manipulated into five different forces. The political force, the money force, the scientific force, the acting, fine arts. I am not talking only about actors, the fine arts, the force of the fine arts. Even music is a fine art, a musical talent, is a force. And then, of course, the teachers, the gurus. The teachers and gurus in any plane, the medical gurus, the engineering gurus. So here the guru, I am talking not of the spiritual angle. I am talking about the way in which some X wants to teach something. And all others in the humanity, they are swept by these five forces. By the political forces, you are helpless. You just talk that this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. This should not happen like this. But you are a helpless spectator. Because you don't have energy. Only energy can change a force. Is it clear? So the energy which changes the force in spiritual language is known as Shraddha. Shraddha mayoyam purushah yoya shraddha saivasah. So in a simple way, you can define it as Shraddha is to which ideals you move. What motivates you? Spiritual gurus' goals don't motivate us. But food motivates us. We read engineering or medicine or XYZ and we force our children to read it. Because we feel that if they don't read it, they will not have any food. Is it not so? Somewhere I read that if the people who built Taj Mahal were not hungry, they would never have built Taj Mahal. So are you ready to be motivated by the powers of the higher planes? So that is the third revolution I am asking you. Your Shraddha should be to be motivated by higher planes. But how to be motivated by higher planes? Then Pujya Gurudev was shifting his ashram or his activities, not ashram, from Mathura to Haridwar. One of the goals of Pujya Gurudev's shifting was to find out a scientific methodology to tune humanity to higher vibrations. You have to tune yourself to higher vibrations. This tuning to higher vibrations is known as prajna, discrimination, wisdom. Now, the Shraddha is there, the energy is there, but now you have to tune to that energies of higher planes. From where the Shraddha comes down. When it comes down, it becomes prajna, the force. And once it becomes a force, nobody can stop it. Nobody can stop it. If the energy comes into the fan and if the circuit is correct, nobody can stop it from moving. Can anyone do it? And if he tries to do it, what will happen? He will go. Understand it. That is where Pujya Gurudev's guarantee comes in. If you have the Shraddha, you can move mountains. So what does it mean? You should have the prajna to convert Shraddha into force. So certain connections must be remade in your body, so that you can tune yourself to the higher vibrations. What is the method? How you become a doctor? by hearing. How you become a chemist? By hearing. But hearing whose voice? A man who has reached that stage. And even in mental plane, beyond the fourth plane, what we call the para plane, Vaikari, Madhyama, Pashyanti para. Beyond the para plane, we don't know what it means, what we call it as the abstract mind. But still the vibrations come. There is an abstract plane of mind where our egos, our jivatma resides. If you have read, especially Jwalakul books, you can understand what I am telling about. We will all discuss all these things, but now we will discuss it not as a guru-sishya relationship, but how will we discuss it as a brother talking with others, not as a teacher. So again, remember what I am telling, no more Sadguru business, no more guru business, no more photographs. Then what? Only illumination. Let the knowledge, that when you hear, what does it flow? It is a knowledge that flows from one brain to the another brain. And what type of knowledge? The knowledge that has been accumulated from yugas and yugas. The rishis are there in the Himalayas, weeping, literally weeping. Can you imagine a man on the level of Rutumbhara Prajna state, a Sthita Prajna, weeping? Way human beings were capable of doing that to the rishis. You understand the fault we have done? The greatest brains in the world, those who have told us about other higher planes, we have allowed even their memory we have wiped even their memories from our hearts, from our brains. We don't know what Vishwamitra has said. We don't know what Vasishtha has said. We don't know what Charaka has said. We don't know what Yajnavalka has said. We know the names, and we think we know everything just by knowing a few names. If you say, I know Dalton's theory, you have to write about the Dalton's theory, not about Dalton's life. If you write about Dalton's life, it does not science. What is it? It is history. So the fourth revolution I am talking about is the reviving of the rishis. Deva Sanskriti, the divine culture. And if you just go on reading one line or two lines per day, when will you finish even one rishi's life? And there are so many rishis. We have to do that. We have to revive the rishi culture, the Deva Sanskriti. And we have the university there, the Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya in Haridwar. What is the part that we are going to play there? And don't try to think about your role as an egoist, as a personality, as a role to wipe the tears of the rishis. And that is where Pujya Gurudev says, this is the only opportunity for humanity where the rishis are begging you to help them. Not for their sake, for our sake. If you don't do it, what will happen? Humanity is finished. Humanity is finished. It is already finished. Do we think we are human beings? Are we behaving like human beings? Somebody puts a bomb somewhere and some people die. Does your heart ache for those who died, or is it only a lip sympathy? You have to judge yourself. So that is where we have unfortunately fallen to the lowest level. We are not even human and subhumans. We don't know what we are. But still we are lucky to have such gurus to guide us. But even we are failing them by not sacrificing our life. What we are doing for their cause, you tell me. You do Gayatri Mantra Japa, you do Mahalakshmi Mantra Japa, you do Arya Samaja, you do that. And you talk about Aurobindo's supramental descent. And there are so many spiritual organizations in Hyderabad. And Mahesh Yogi says that if there are 700 meditators, the number is wrong, it is 7,000 meditators. In the entire Andhra Pradesh, can we not get 7,000 meditators meditating for 20 minutes a day? Can you not give 20 minutes a day? But in an organized way. The thing is, 7,000 people have to meditate regularly, and not for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, until you get the result. Until you get the result, that is where again the name science comes in, scientific religion. In science you have a goal, and the entire group of scientists work, batch after batch, year after year, decade after decade, centuries after centuries, until they get the result. That is how aviation was done. It is not by one group or two groups or three groups of people. It is a group of scientists working for the same cause for centuries. And here I am asking you for this lifetime only. For this lifetime only. And many of you have finished almost your purpose in life. If you have a job and you are able to eat, it's over, finished. What is new you are going to do? Got the point? And those who have retired, well, they have nothing else to do. So can you not give your entire lifetime, the hours you waste in unnecessary discussions, in criticizing others, in trying to reading something which does not concern you, like newspaper, TVs. That time, if you have no inclination for the Guru's work, for the Rishi's work, okay. But once you say that you have an inclination for this, show it in your actions. The time you have after utilizing it for your family purposes, for your individual purposes. And Pooja Gurudev says that every man, if he is ready, he can give at least 8 hours a day. If not, 4 hours a day. And many times I have told you about this. But those 4 hours, how you are utilizing it? How does a research group of scientists utilize their time in their research labs? Do you think everyone does the same experiment throughout the world? What do they do? They plan. You do this part of the experiment, you do that part of the experiment, you do this one. For this, Pooja Gurudev has given you 3 definite sadhanas, which probably throughout the day may take you about 2 hours or less than that. The first one is, your 3 bodies have to be developed. They have to be tuned for higher vibrations. And how do you get it, I told you? By hearing. Just as in medicine or other college studies, you just sit and hear, you get the knowledge. Similarly, Pujya Gurudev, from morning 4:30 to 5, he gives directions for the development of our sthula sharira, of your sushma sharira, and of your karana sharira. And when I say sthula sharira, you remember I am talking about annamaya and pranamaya koshas together. So when the sthula sharira develops, it means your annamaya and pranamaya kosha develops. When I say sushma sharira, I mean the three bodies, mind, three bodies of the mind, subconscious, conscious and superconscious. They develop. So when Gurudev says sushma sharira, you have three levels of your bodies, mental body, the subconscious body, the conscious body and the superconscious. It develops. And then when Gurudev says the karana sharira, it means the vijnanamaya kosha and the anandamaya kosha. So that is where I am now giving you a challenge, that whoever is concerned with me within 10 days must transform his activities according these lines what I am planning here. Why? Very clear. For your own sake. But not for your individual selfish interest, but for the rishis and the divine people's interest. But even in your daily life, when you become an engineer, you have to serve someone, some company, and he gives you the food. If you become a doctor, the knowledge you have to serve, seva, service, then only you get some benefit, is it not? Even for material education. Similarly, here also, when you have this pancha kosha jagarana, or the three koshas jagarana, whatever name you give, sthula, sukshma, or karana. Sthula includes annamaya and pranamaya. Manamaya kosha includes subconscious and superconscious. And karana sharira includes vijnanamaya and anandamaya. So this is what all of us have to do immediately. Get the cassette, hear it through Guru's words. Why should you hear from the Guru's words? Because he has that level of consciousness. Anybody can talk parrot-like. I am talking about sthula sharira and vijnanamaya kosha and this and that. But my voice will not make your sushma sharira and karana sharira to vibrate. But Guruji's voice, got the point? You have to hear it in his own voice every day. Just like a college. And it should be, if you really feel that you can join hands with an elder brother, who is that elder brother? Myself. Then this timetable must be followed strictly. 4:30 to 5. Then, in yajna, unfortunately, when I tell something, people stop what they are doing and go ahead for the next program. So what I have learnt is, first let me force you into this type of action. So we'll have this yajna, deepa yajna, it's okay. Daily. It will commence exactly at 5:15. And you will have the tape of Haridwar, the mantras are specifically tuned to Samaveda chanting. All of you must know that mantras in the same tune. Until and unless you know that Gayatri again, it is done for 24 Ahutis only. Everyone must have that CD in the Yajna CD, Lapte Tepinchu. You have to master that tune. There is no other alternative. So we do that Gayatri mantra only because it is ready made. And then, as the Yajna is going on there, what I used to do in Haridwar is to sit near Prakhar Pragya, here. Not here, but there, here. And I used to do Gayatri Mantra for 2.5 hours. 5:15 to 6:15. 6:15 to 7:15. And 7:15 to 7:15. That I am going to repeat here also. Wherever I am, I will repeat it with the same cassettes, with the same timetable. 4:30 to 5, I will hear Guruji's Tri Sharira, Teen Shariron Ka Sadhana, Sthula, Sukshma, Karana. And all are invited. Anyone who want to join me can join me at 4:30. But what I advise you is, for first 1 or 2, 3 days, you just come and see and learn it. You need not come at 4:30, you can come at your own time in the noon or somewhere, hear the cassette. But at your home, if you don't have big rooms, a corner, you make it a Shantikunj corner. Got the point? And there you do these things. Morning 4:30 to 5. Sthula Sukshma Karana Sharira Jagarana. Then Yajna, put the cassette, light the lights, let the Yajna going on, you do your mantra japa. 5 malas, 10 malas or whatever you want to do. But I would prefer if in Hyderabad, if we can form a group so that every month 24 lakhs Gayatri mantra japa is finished. You do your japa in your home, just like this. But these are a must. If not of this size, doesn't matter. It is not the size of the photo that is important. It is the understanding of the photo that is important. Morning session, very clear. 4:30 to 5. Sthula Sukshma Karana Sharira Jagarana in the voice of Pujya Gurudev. And naturally, Pujya Gurudev's voice, many people feel that it is fast. They don't know why it is fast, so speed, because higher the vibrations, more speed it becomes. Mind moves fast, but the physical body cannot move with the feet of the mind. And when he wants your Anandamaya Kosha to be awaken, how speed it must be, you are lucky that at least you are able to understand few words of his. But even then, you should hear his voice. Because it is the voice that vibrates and pulls you up. So you just can't say that I will make a Hindi copy of that and do it. You will reach only the level of the voice of the speaker. He may be having a very good voice, but he doesn't know about Anandamaya Kosha and Vijnanamaya Kosha. So you have to hear it in the voice of Gurudev. But what we can do, we can give a Telugu rendering and explanation of that. You just read it at your convenience. But when you hear, you have to hear it in only in his voice. There is no other way if you want to grow. This is for the force of Shraddha, energy of Shraddha, becoming a force of Prajna, becoming a force of what? Sthula Sharira. Annamaya force, Pranamaya force, Manomaya force, Vijnanamaya force, Anandamaya force. You are able to understand why I am using these words? Force is that which changes energy at a particular plane. Shraddha energy is converted into Anandamaya force. Anandamaya energy is converted into Vijnanamaya force. Vijnanamaya energy is converted into Manomaya force. Manomaya energy is converted into Pranamaya force. Pranamaya energy is converted into
Annamaya.
And now what is exactly happening is Annamaya force is there. We are not able to control the Pranamaya energy. If you control the Pranamaya energy, your sthula sharira is awakened. And those who have the control of Pranamaya energy becomes politicians. If someone XYZ says something, you become angry and you say, I won't see your face. And poor politicians, everybody criticizes them. But they never say, I won't see your, they stick to the post. Why? It is the prana force, not energy. And we are tuned to prana energy. You are understanding the difference? You cannot control energy, you can change the force. So this is where Pujya Gurudev's first cassette, it is about half an hour. Not fully half an hour, about half an hour it takes. It should be heard from 4:30 to 5 with this background. You just see what I am inka rendu mundu photolu ravali. Miniature photolu undam parvaledu. If you have a small place, it's okay. Then this force and energy concept should illumine your lives. That means the energy and force I am talking about should change your life. For that you should have Jyoti Dharana, descent of light. You have this in mother's voice, Vandaniya Mataji's voice. That in Shanti Kunj we hear it at noon 1:30. But naturally for us it is very difficult. So we will shift it to the evening. Here when a retired people or those who can come, it will be at 1:30. But those who can't do it at 1:30, you link up with the evening sadhana. And what is the evening sadhana? Is the Nada Yoga. You heard it today? This Nada Yoga is the most important sadhana. And many people can't enjoy it because they are not tuned to those vibrations. It is just for nowadays, there are so many songs which I don't understand. And the youngsters dance with joy when that song comes. Is it not? I just can't understand. Because you are not tuned to it, that's all. Similarly, whether you can understand the nada or not, tune yourself to that. It is only 15 minutes. And Gurudev was so serious about this that at Haridwar, exactly at 1 minute to six, the doors are closed, of the ashram doors, the entire ashram doors. And anyone, whoever is there in the inside the ashram campus, it is a very, very big campus. All of one have to sit quietly and hear it. That is the only compulsion he makes for Nada Yoga. For other things, there is no, if you want to hear it, hear it. He says, being in Shanti Kunj is enough, like a sanatorium. Clear? So there are three sadhanas. Morning, the three Sharira Jagarana. Noon, Jyoti Avadharana Sadhana, Jyoti Avatarana Sadhana, and then the Nada Yoga Sadhana. And here, from when I say here, wherever I am, till I change the timings or program, I will always do a Laghu Anushtana, 24,000 Gayatri Mantra from 1 to 9. 11th to 19th, 21st to 29th. I already once done it, but I never insisted you people to do it. I tried and I said I will initiate you, and many people have come even to Ongole also, but I don't know what happened to them. But now I am very serious. I will continue this because the time is almost ripe. Within 3 years, those who follow this, you just can't understand what you will become. You can't imagine. Those who worked for India's freedom never imagined that they will become prime ministers and ministers. Did they? But their family is becoming prime ministers. If in materialistic plane, if you stick to a program with sacrifice, your time must be spent for this, for understanding this, and I am here to tell you. You can just mechanically follow me, but again and again you repeat, I repeat, no photographs of mine anywhere on any books. First revolution. And no more calling me a guru, leave alone a Samartha Sadguru. I am not even a guru. But I am there as an elder brother to guide you. And I will continue that guidance not only in this life, but life after life. But as a brother. Right? Clear? Any questions? Jyoti Dharana means you have to imagine the Akhanda Jyoti of Sri Gurudev. Just like this. Or you can do this. Close your eyes and feel that light permeating your entire body. Your body is becoming light. Let there be light. It is the first word. So let there be light. So Vijaya will see that you will get all these things from first time starting here. And tomorrow is not a rest day, but a constructive day. So you try to construct, and in Mount Shambhala we follow the same things. But every other things are like that. We will read about Ramana Maharshi. We will discuss about Ramana Maharshi, those who are interested in that line. And those who are interested in Sri Aurobindo. But when you are those who are interested in Sri Aurobindo, must stick to that. But can we do this? Do these sadhanas. But when you do this sadhana, it should be in Gurudev's voice. Or Mataji's voice. And if possible, stick to these timings. Okay? And now, as usual, as the time goes on, many of our plans have to be changed. So there is an audio-visual program which I wanted. Naturally, with these limitations which I have imposed on myself because of Guruji's order, even in audio video also, no photographs of mine. No naming me. You are doing it because you are interested in it. And because you are interested in Prajna Geet. Have a link with the Hyderabad Center or with Haridwar Center. Or you put Sri Guruji's words, Guruji's face. And of course you can do your, what we say, the acting part and the choreography, etc. You are free to do it. But it must be in the name of Pujya Gurudev only. Okay? And for that you can have your own emblem and your own... Right? Anything more? Yajnam? Only Gayatri Yajnam? Timings 5:15 you start it. If not, all these timings, if you can't follow it, because you can't follow the timings, don't stop it. Common sense. You can have your own timings. But here, one more thing. What now I have told and the changes I am bringing it, I want 1,000 centers immediately. Immediately means because you are already there, you have just to add this and follow it. So on 1st September, I am giving you 1 month time, all your places must be converted into these lines. Inside your house, what you do, I don't know. But when you do the japa, the vibrations change. This is a science. And do you want the vibrations? When we read copper in chemistry, we call it mud, anode mud. And do you know what we get in anode mud? Silver and gold. But because we are interested in copper, this becomes mud. You got the point? No other photos. You can keep this photo. Such a comprehensive sadhana anywhere in the world. You must have understood already what I am telling. And if you want to leave this and do some other simple sadhana, do it. But not on my name or in Guru's name. No. But if you want to read it, study it, I am ready. I am going to Theosophical Society, I will go. I am going to Aurobindo Society, I will go. And any other society which calls me, I will go. Right? But sadhana, only this. Gayatri Mantra and this, because repeatedly I have told you that without Gayatri, no other mantra will work. Is it not? But you are not tuning yourself to Gayatri Mantra first. You have to tune it. You should become an expert, an exponent of Gayatri Mantra, of Gayatri Mahavigyan. I have already a personality. That personality will stop the divine vibrations. It will come through me, no doubt about it, but colored by my vibrations. And that is wrong. Got the point?